working on Zoininus, the only way to build a proper connection with Hashem, the starting point is Zoininus. Paying attention to the world that Hashem has put us into, and the Neshama that Hashem has given to us, the Torah Hashem has given to us. We were supposed to be doing that last week. I don't know if anybody remembers to do that. Pay attention to the fact that your heart is pumping, whether you ask it to do so or you're not asked to do, whether you're awake, whether you're sleeping, and when you have to change your position, you have to walk, you have to run, it automatically changes its pace to keep the blood circulated according to the needs of the body. Everything's exactly calibrated to work the way it should be. You'd run and the heart would not stop it. It's supposed to change things. Start to faint in the middle of the running. Even the fact that a person's scared, his heart pumps faster. That's also part of the system that sometimes it's activated because we're mistakenly afraid of something we shouldn't be afraid of. But it has a purpose. It has a purpose when there's something that's really dangerous and there's need to get the blood moving quicker. Maybe you have a wound or something that needs the blood to deal with. Deal with that wound quicker. Upon him. Hashem Harkatani Ve'eda. That's what David HaMelech said. And this is what Kuf Lamed says. I checked into you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I paid attention to the fact that Ato Yodato Shifti Ve'kumi. I say that to him once in a while. Kuf Lamed says, do you know what is necessary to have me sit down and stand up? I have no idea what's going on. There's a lot of things going on. A lot of things going on to sit down. Fine, make sure if you end up on the seat, not somewhere else, the right speed, not too fast, not too short, not too all the millions of muscles that have to. Muscles isn't a piece of rubber band. It's made up of many, 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 many micro pieces that have to go through chemical changes in order to stretch. Other chemicals contract, have to know when to do it, when not to do it, synchronize with other ones, the other side of the body. It's unbelievable. You, Hashem understands my thoughts. Even though Hashem is far away, He knows all the thoughts. Also, my walking and my laying down, everything you set up. You ever try to imagine how your system of talking works? So they say you have vocal cords. Try to make a vocal cord machine. See if it starts talking. I don't know. Guitar, violin, all have chords. They don't talk. Same thing. We work the same system. It's just like a violin inside, a few chords. And I don't know exactly how it works, but there's a lot of things going on there. Depending how tense it is, and it's higher pitched, how you make it louder, and you do something else. And to be able to pronounce, we know that there are five different things that contribute to the speech, or the lips, or the tongue, or the teeth, throat. Yeah, that's Hey Hashem Yodata Kula. Hashem knows all of this, and it's not only us. Everything that is created in the world is created with tremendous complexity and precision for its need. Whether it be a whale, which is 100 feet, meters—I don't know how big it is—long elephant, or it's a one-celled bacteria, which is also a whole world of Ne'atma. Nothing simple. Somebody wrote a book about it. Talking about evolution. Okay. We're willing to accept after the first cell. But how do you get to the first cell? All the tests that they made, nowhere near it. Yeah. So these are things we have to appreciate. The more we live in such a state of mind, that we are paying attention more and appreciating, then life becomes a different experience. That there was a Jew, the first king, he was from California. I doubt for sure. One of the guys in Eula told me once, he was a bacher there now, this is maybe 30 years ago, so it's his grandfather now. But I think one of the presidents or prime ministers of Israel many years ago came to visit. So they asked one of the talmidim to introduce the honorable head of state of Israel. So he opened up saying that, I'm going to say something from one of the greatest head of the states of Israel, the first one. And he started quoting something from Tehillim. King David, our first powerful king. The guy wasn't too happy about that, but anyway, he's right. So what does our king have to say? I'm pitching a new thing. To say pay attention to what we're saying. This is the Zohar Hashem Roi Lo Yasa. It's a miniature statement by some people when you eat a meal. You think of Zohar HaMelech, Hashem Roi Lo Yasa. God is my shepherd. I'm not lacking anything. It is Zeh Yav Yitzeini. And you, and those sweet, pleasant pastures, that's my life. Maybe Nuchas, running water, pleasantly running water. Namshi Yishoydes, Yantaini, Magli Tzedek. I'm having such a calm life, growing in the path of righteousness. What does it say after that? Namshi Yad Magli Tzedek, the man Shaloi. Yeah, and then it starts getting a little bit, can't kill the gates of office. Yeah, you have to go through the valley of death. But Bethlehem, you see, he was our first big king, one who conquered the whole country, and that's where he lived his life. I'm a sheep in the hands of our Kodesh Bov, and Hashem is giving me such a pleasant life. Now we have to read a little history as a pleasant life of David HaMelech. He's born from the tent of the Rus HaMoaviah. In his younger years, he's considered illegitimate, not able to marry into the Jewish family. His family was embarrassed of him. That was his younger years. Then finally, he starts making the fame courageously. He wages his war with Goliath, which was doesn't sound like a main maneuver in Arena at all. Not like a green pastures for my little sheep. That's the way he looked at it. Because he looked at it to what's happening now. The first stage of life. Okay, Hashem created me. He was misbeinen, and all the amazing things like we were saying, Hashem Chakatani, he himself says this. Chakatani v'teid, after you have shifted the kumi, banded the baby, we were reading before. The same man saying the same thing. Because he was paying attention to what amazing Bria, my body, that I'm alive. Life itself is such an amazing thing. I'm so full of excitement, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the wonderful HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, but you gave me this challenge that I'm considered illegitimate, not ready to boil the cow. Okay. The same Hashem, which he's going to say later in the Mizmah, Shivtecha Mishantecha Hema Yinachmuni. Shave is a staff for smiting the animals. Hurt, putting in its place, giving a whack. Mishantecha is the same stick, but it's used as a cane, as a support. Hema Yinachmuni. The Nechama that he had is, the thing that straightened his mind out is, it's the same one that is giving me support, is also giving me, once in a while, that patch, the challenge. I don't assume Chas HaShalom is coming from two people, the same person, and it's not schizophrenic. Everything is coming from the same source. Hey, that's a Nechama. If I know that the one who's giving me, supporting my life, and doing all these amazing things to keep me alive, every second of my life, is the same one that's putting me in uncomfortable situations, I know that those uncomfortable situations are also for my benefit. So it's all good. I'm even not letting me. Yeah. It's a challenge. Have patience. Not going to get broken. Today, if somebody would start a life like David HaMelech, he'd be in a psychiatric ward. He'd never make it to the kingdom. But he was focused on how much is in Hashem's hands. In Hashem's hands, I have to eat, I have to drink, the body's working. The Shomai, to do mitzvahs, gvaldik. They don't appreciate me. Later, says everyone has to appreciate me. Then comes the time, Goliath. Everyone's afraid to start up with Goliath. Well, somebody has to do the job. There's nobody. Mitzvah, Shayev, Shalat, Shayev, Shayev, Shayev. Now, look, you want to continue learning, compiling some more tailings, but nobody's around to take care of Goliath. Okay, nobody else is doing it, I gotta do it. Okay, bring my few stones with me, everything will be alright. Thank you, we gave some more. I don't have to be afraid of it, Hashem is with me. After you, Mozi. He said he had red hair. He said red didn't get white. Yeah. Then finally, oh Hashem, now. He made it. Tavid HaMelech made it. He's a famous warrior over by Goliath. Now life is going to be smooth. Shmuel appointed him as a king. No, what could be bad now? Yeah, you know, he went through all those years of Yisurim and Echanami and the stands of the Tzeder. And both of them, he's passed the Yisurim now, the present. And then suddenly his dear king, the Shaul HaMelech, decides, no, it's time to do away with Adon HaMelech. And he has to run away for his life. His best friend, Yonatan Ben Shaul, has to depart from him secretly. One after the other, trying to kill him. And he's showing what a wonderful person he is. He could have had a chance to kill Shaul HaMelech, and he showed him, I'm not going to kill you. Let's make peace. No, it doesn't go. Oh, come on, what's going on? I'm trying to make peace. I'm supposed to make peace. I'm doing my best. It's not going. What's going on here? Oh, no question. Yeah, maybe Luther's the Analeni, yeah. Everything's still going nice and smooth. Can't you give me some of this? Why are you looking at the emoji? That was over enough. That's what he taught us. Such a beautiful mitzvah to just say, to remind ourselves. And we're not at the end, you know, then, okay, he's bringing up his children, the princes, then Absalom, the wonderful child. It's your own child, rebelling against you. It says, Mizmil Adavid, and Absalom. Why is Mizmil Adavid, Kino Adavid? He should say lamentations. What do you think of Mizmah, a song about? Yeah, nice song about my wonderful son Absalom. Has to give me another one of those Nisyanis. Okay, I thought it was finished, I have another one to go. Yeah. And he didn't take it lightly. When Absalom was killed at the end, he was crying. He remained as a father to the son. He wasn't willing to accept and write him off. Okay, you're rebellious, drop that. Well, his love for the son remained till the end, even when he was killed. And that was another Nisyan from that his son was killed. He was hoping somehow maybe the Chayyid of the children would bring him back. No, he didn't even get that. After the Chayyid of the Chayyid of the Chayyid, the problem says that every person has to have a certain amount of redifit, people running after him. Should be for Tevi Chesed, not for tax authority or whatever. Yeah. I call upon him, that's it. He was able to build that up. Mamish, a beautiful description of the way he saw his own life. My cup is overflowing. Shanta B'Shem and Roishi, the anointing is on my head. He realized that he was chosen by Kodesh Bohu, and his position had all the different things that were uncomfortable with it. But he was doing this. He was going through life being the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to what he was doing. And he felt good about it. And he felt that Hashem gave him all the kreifas he needs to succeed in life, which is true. Every single one of us has all the kreifas we need to succeed in life. It's just a matter of us taking advantage of the kreifas. Don't be too much of an honor, but use the kreifas you have. Use your time. Time right. Time is the most important thing in life. There's a machla, a disease going around, much worse than corona. It's called the disease of being addicted to news, N-E-W. People are very curious what's happening, minute by minute, who shot who, and who did this, and who that, and where they're holding, and then I move on together with the news, you have to hear all the theories, that this may happen, that may happen, and we think he's doing that, and I heard a rumor about that. And a guy comes to me every so often telling me his latest scoop on the what nobody knows about. So for not one time it was true. Not one time. No, he has somebody that knows better than everybody. Not one time was true. And our time is dear. We're going through a challenging time. We have the pain of Gates HaMovis. Baruch Hashem, we're not on the front line, but many of our dear brothers and sisters are on the front line, or on the other side of the line, even worse. The ones in captivity, we don't even know 100% what the state is over there. We have to do what we can, not to get past this time. It's another mistake. We're not trying to get past the time. We're trying to take advantage of the time and make the most use of this time. If we use it properly, when Hashem gives a person the Yisrael, when it's Midas Adin in the world, it's just there to uplift us to a level we couldn't have reached without it. It's like that in every Yisrael. If somebody has an Yisrael with health, panosis, it's just there, and you see it. You see people that sometimes, they're speaking to somebody the other day, yeah, it's an Yisrael with his health. Found out some serious health issue. And he told me, I couldn't believe that I could really be where I am now. You know, I thought if something would happen to me, I'd fall apart completely. But after that, it builds a closer casual that goes, well, a person realizes we don't take life for granted, we don't take the health for granted. And that's what we're working on this, specifically on this kufa now, and this voidiness, to pay attention more. How much, like Dovin Mel said, Loi Efter, Hashem is with us, taking care of us, Loi Efter, but He wants us to use the power we have. We have tremendous amount of power. Use our power, Samaitin Toivim, with our Toivim, our Tzilas, to arouse the Rachmei Shemayim, to our hands. When a person says that he has no time to add to his learning schedule, and he doesn't realize he's spending an hour a day listening to the news, it's a very pitiful situation. So, if anyone became a Chazak, Toivim, yeah, we're all curious, we want to know, say 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day. I got even a haskama from a big psychiatrist that that's the right thing to do. If you don't trust me, good for your mental health also. And don't watch anything for sure. But I'll go upon it. That's it. The Yetzirah is very powerful in these times. Because at times, like we said, we could catapult ourselves to a completely different level. Appreciating our Kodesh Baruch, taking advantage of the kreichos we have. And connected to that, we have that these Yetziras of, instead of doing that, just being curious the whole time, being glued to the machines, semi-glued to them.
Yes.
Okay, he recommended last time the Mashgiach, Eivatan Levavacha, to pay a little more attention to the brachas that we say. Because that the brachas are really to arouse our inner. I don't just eat like a cat. I pay attention before I put the food into my mouth. All this amazing gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it would be a nice thing to try to focus at least a few times a day what I'm doing with my bracha. With my bracha, I'm basically recognizing that this thing was created by Hashem for me, tailored designed for my needs. Everything qualified to kreifer. Pay attention to what's in this thing. I don't know if I said it here, but if I said it before, I can say it again. You say a shakal levizvoy on a cup of milk, on an egg, on a chicken, fish, any of the wildlife, anything that comes out of wildlife, shakal levizvoy. Shakal levizvoy, it's just a chicken. There's a fish. There's a milk. No, shakal levizvoy. Everything of the bria is in this thing. Why? Because anything that is alive, what does it grow from? It eats vegetation. Or it eats another animal that eats vegetation. But the body, the line of, so basically, when I eat this animal, I'm really taking all the nutrients that came from that vegetation. And that vegetation, where did it get its nutrients from? It got from the minerals in the ground and converted some of them to vitamins, and the animal converted other to vitamins. And the leaves took in the oxygen from the ear, the roots brought the nitrogen also from the ear, to get all kinds of bacteria that are helping it out. The sun, kind of on the energy of the sun, is empowering the plants so they should be able to boost. So basically, anytime you're making a shakal levavacha and something coming from a chai, basically ingesting something that the entire creation that took part in. Unbelievable. What a beautiful thing. Imagine if each one would be independent, you'd have to eat so many things in order to get what you need. You'd one thing that ate the thing and ate the thing. Got everything in one vitamin, whatever. I see the whole bring in front of my eyes. From the earth, to the ear, to the sun, to the rain, to the plants, bacteria, animals. My God. That's something to pay attention to. Okay. So, that's some homework for us to do. It is Nitin, Shakalim, and God. That's prophet. The Dini prophet is good for you. Hashem, Melech Olam, one in charge of the whole world, set up the whole world, so we should have what we need. Maybe once you pay more attention to that, then even you have the God here, we get to come over it. Maybe okay, after you know the Avot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm paying attention how much he's with me every second of my life. We'll get through this also, we'll get past this also. Because Chazak, have a wonderful week.